This isn't just any old drink, Mike. This is a nice long cool draft Guinness in a can.
RetroGamingRoundup.com. Classic gaming retrotainment delivered monthly to your favorite MP3 player.
Trisha's getting hairs on her chest because she's drinking illegal moonshine from my glass.
Are we recording now?
Trisha. Welcome to the club.
Trisha, say two pink and then the stink.
Two
pink and one in the stink. And that's all.
Actually, one in the stink.
And you go, Trisha.
Two in the pink and one in the stink.
Two in the stink is the best way.
I think it's three in the stink, one in the stink.
Four would take your pick.
Three in the five in the stink.
Just give us your personal preference. Just give us your personal preference.
No, we're not. You want to cry. There's no problem.
Hey, obviously, we're out.
Hell yeah.
All right, are we recording any of this?
No, I don't know.
Let's just offend everybody.
Are we recording this? This is
Michael.
Yeah, I'm
happy. No, we didn't.
Are we recording this?
I'm
hoping
you know.
You're holding the recorder.
I love SoCal Mike.
Oh. You got the same recorder I got.
Yeah. I love SoCal Mike, too.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's yours. You just stole it.
Wait. You loved him so much you bought him.
Oh.
20 fucking years ago.
He's still paying.
So much for return on investment.
No, he's still... It's a
look what it's got her. She's on our show.
Yes.
Does it get any better
you
than
wouldn't
that?
Be here if not for that.
Oh, God, I should drink this all.
Get down.
What kind of water are you drinking?
Do you want to taste it? Taste it.
Did you drink
a lot of water?
She's guzzling moonshine.
Is it a fucking drought here?
Oh. Holy shit, it smells like fucking oatmeal.
It does smell like fucking oatmeal. It does smell like fucking oatmeal.
Disgusting.
Well, she loves oatmeal.
Try, it's good.
I've never tasted like German.
That's not good.
German chefs?
Let me try.
That's rotten, actually. Mac, don't do it.
Do you drink this whole thing?
Yeah, I had a glass.
You did not.
I did too.
What is it?
Moonshine.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Holy hell, dude.
I drank.
Is that brewed in, like, fucking NASA or something?
Georgia. Where they don't read.
Bardstown, Kentucky.
I asked for Bacardi and I got...
I offered you this. I drink
you
that, will, I will give you
Bacardi. You turned down the whiskey, though.
I drank that.
I will not drink that.
You know, if you had given that to Nemex, he could have got his car to go.
You should see this fucking car I have here. I rented a Crown Vic cop car.
I
ran in a Crown Vic cop car. Last I was here, I ran a Porsche GT3. This time, I ran a Crown
Vic. I have not
paid
the
so we got
bro.
Bang.
Oh, damn it. I picked up like a buck at the slot. I picked one up that worked, but I sold it for like $100.
You can never get a better title ever.
What's the thing, guys?
I took a licking from a chicken.
Story of your life.
Anybody here has taken a licking from a chicken?
Look at this. Can you believe we bought this shit back in the day? I mean, come on.
I want that.
It doesn't work. Maybe you can make it work.
Ship it to me. Seriously, mail it to me. I want it.
You want it? Leave it in here.
Put it back in the slot. I want that.
Because I was just going to give it away.
I'm going to,
It sort of kind of works.
I'll take care of it.
But you know why it doesn't work? Look, it's missing the deal there. You can fix that. It's like Simon, but you like do this, and then it goes, and you can play like tic-tac-toe against the chicken.
I'm going to repurpose it.
He's going to repurpose it.
You got to tell your
I don't want to.
Should I sit down it?
I think it's melting
yes.
the ball.
And then we'll get you your car card.
My son
has got addicted to
the ball.
I don't know
if
I can
drink
fire right now.
You want more moonshine?
No, God, shit, no. Fuck, no.
Language, woman. So you want moonshine or Macari?
Do you have, like, Coke?
No. Can we wash that dumb thing back?
Oh, my God.
Whose water is that?
Oh, you can go for
it. So, that's your thing. What? Wait, that is. I'll have a party.
You want a Heather cat?
No.
No, I don't.
From your honest gravy. You want Barcardi?
Yeah. Oh. But only like that much.
Alright, splash Barcardi.
You can make it here! Yippee! Woo! This is so cute, Mike, with Retro Gaming Round, you fuckers!
No more!
Come on, big boy.
I just said, yeah, I'm not, just here, just...
Suck it.
Oh, please.
Suck it.
I've been told that before.
But don't mm-hmm it.
Where'd you get that from?
If our balloon doesn't fly, I'll be very disappointed.
This isn't funny, old Guinness.
Woo! Yeah!
Really?
Dude,
okay, shh.
Quit your bullying. Just calm down, son. It's just
an
industry in a bottle.
This is a nice long kill drop. Give me some in a can.
I heard the batter's dying.
I was looking at that thing out. I know where to fuck him.
This isn't just any old drink, Mike. This is a nice long cool draft Guinness in a can.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I've already opened it. I'm going to
use
my
mouth. Just don't use it all.
I mean, you inhale it. Just suck it.
No, use it all. We'll go buy another one.
Cool.
I've never even done this before.
You know really? Will it hurt me, though?
Don't tell us.
Will
it hurt
me? If you do it like 10 times, you're out of oxygen, you do it once, you won't. All he goes, oh, I sound funny, and it's over.
What, do you suck it or swallow it?
No, that's
it. You breathe. It's just gas, right? Did you exhale?
Yeah.
Breathe in. And then talk. You won't know the difference.
Here's your cup.
Here we go. You got to really go and inhale it.
I know, but here's your cup.
There you go. We've been out first.
Oh,
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You don't have to take a big breath.
It's James on James, yeah.
All right, I'm going to sit down. Here we go. I'm sorry, I'm wiping everybody's spit off. There we go.
He can describe it better than I can.
Yeah, do it.
It's a non-issue.
I'm going to have this for you.
It's James on James, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I cannot believe I'm in this crowd with these people.
I can't do it.
What
blimp
are
you going to blow up tomorrow?
I know, that's weird.
We have our own blimp. We're going to be flying a blimp. No, you're cool.
Okay.
But if you want to do a helium shot, it's an anti-non-issue. It's like... You just talk funny. You will notice no physical
attraction.
There is no physical attraction.
I've never done that ever in my life.
You will have no ill effects.
Yeah,
your voice just sounds funny, seriously.
If I die right now, it's on you.
Cool.
It's actually on him.
I'm willing to take that
risk. No, it's on him.
It's on me. I'll take it.
And just take a little and just go.
I'm from Ireland.
I'm just like what?
Just inhale it. You put your mouth around it and inhale it. It's helium. People have never died from helium.
Like, what do you do?
Just breathe. Just breathe it out.
Put it in your lungs.
You got to
move it.
It isn't pot. It's helium.
Suck it.
No, I can't.
You can't touch your belly button either. She's got a thing.
Oh,
no. No one asked.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
You don't screw it either. Yeah,
you
bump it up.
No, you move
your phones on the floor. Is this going to be a special? Are you going to upload this tonight?
He wants to do it, Mike. Let him do it.
Oh, you
want to
do it?
James is going to do helium. We're doing helium shots here in the Retro Gaming Roundup Suite.
Woo! Oh, sorry.
No.
Really?
You can even take the fuck out of here.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for this. I'll sleep on his trailer.
Oh, yeah.
We'll kick him out of his trailer once I go.
Here we go.
You know what? You're even
going to
heal, like,
Demi. We're off to see the wizard. The wonderful
wizard. Oh, sweet.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. We will send it to Jersey. He'll like it.
You know what? I like you even better now. You were on the cusp, but now I love you.
That's our James.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well,
that was
you know where you're NASA,
do you? Is everybody all fucked up, man?
Did
you see this, dude?
One more. I love it.
Oh, you got that.
Let me answer Sean's question. Sean?
Jimmy Buffett.
Me and this dick here,
yeah.
We are the cream of the fucking crop. We are the sharpest fucking tack in our mission control center. When you look up the sky at night, think about that shit and duck.
Oh my God. It comes back.
I brought this for Keith aside.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Yeah.
That's Norm. That's him.
Yeah, that's Troy.
That was his Genesis game.
Where did you get that?
Normie's
Beast Game. I've never seen that game.
Yeah, that's his cartoon persona.
Swap me.
Yeah, because he doesn't
on the on his car. He's
trying
to get car boot sale.
The house.
Car boot sale, exactly.
Someone he did Solar Sailor, right? No.
Car.
I don't make
sense. Oh, no, he didn't. He did
car boot.
Where's the boot part?
The back.
Okay, that's...
Quack attack.
No, it's not.
We got here today, and we put up a new case. Says, open the boot. I said, I'm sorry, I'm wearing tennis shoes.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
there.
You see that?
Yeah.
He's on the list, yeah.
And then one of the guys that did this, which is one of my favorite versions of Miss Pac.
Great game.
You
play that.
You open your cap, dude.
And then I just figured I have Warren Davis and those guys.
I fucking love that game.
Why is it called a fucking boot?
And then, I don't know why I brought... Why did I bring Demas? Because...
To get to me.
He's not here. But somebody is with that.
You first.
And then this one is David. Oh.
No. Yes.
Ghostbusters. Totally. The funk's the bomb.
Oh,
on this version.
Adopted by Dan Kitchen to 20. Oh, it wasn't on the 2600 originally.
No.
That was the first one I played.
No,
first I played, it was 64.
I am from England.
But Warren Robinette.
I'm going to investigate while these drunken bastards are hanging out. I'm going to check out my Jimmy Buffett banner. Yes, please. Mike, help me unroll this Jimmy Buffett banner. This is mine? I get to take this home?
Yeah, I stole it at the concert.
Oh, my God. Mike, I am beside myself. Guys, check this out. Mike gave this to me. This is going to hang in my hangar.
Look at that.
Dude, look at
this.
Turn around here.
I'm looking at like the light. Oh. Come on, you.
Well, you're not at a clan meeting.
Let me smoke this.
Let's see what you're doing.
Oh, nice.
That hung at the San Diego Buffet.
Take it. Hold on for a minute.
Mike was.
This is going in my hangar. I love this.
Oh, yeah. Hangar worthy for sure.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I am beside myself.
We've had this for almost a year.
Wow.
You know, nobody can see
it. No, actually, they took it down.
Well, okay. You know, nobody can see it. So this is my...
I'm beside myself. This is amazing.
Yes.
Mike, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I stole it for him.
We need to, you're always supposed to roll it with the picture out.
I've always done it backwards.
Yeah.
With our sign.
Picture out.
Really? I've been screwing up all these years with our show sign.
Yeah. I don't like anyone. Oh, I
have
the picture originally, too.
Yeah.
Especially, you know,
Britain.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. I thought you would appreciate it. It's too big for my garage, so.
It's perfect for my hangar.
You know, it's interesting.
I am.
You want to really talk about it?
What's that?
You never invite me to your
arcade
parties.
I'm
going to
be now.
It's what I call standing invite. You're always invited.
No,
you were specifically invited. In fact, remember when we talked about it? You PM me like 27 times.
Yeah, but I heard that he was coming, so I decided not to.
Fair enough.
Are we still recording?
I've spelled for it.
Really?
Dude, UK Mike is in Vegas. Fuck Vegas. He's in the United States, and he surprised my ass.
He's in this room.
And he's in this room. And he was on the toilet with his pants down, and they surprised me. And I hugged him.
On the toilet.
Yes, with his pants down.
I'm responsible for this.
Dude, I was so fucking amazed. I'm still in shock. We still got 3 more days of this shit. We got an extra day or two. Dude, it was just... It was freaking awesome. It was great. Well, anyway, so what does anybody else have to say?
Well, I have to say this. When, And it, this is all get cut up and edited in the show.
We don't edit nothing.
But, okay, so what's the third one? What was so awesome... Is when he and I were talking, and it's not, you know.
By the way, is UK Mike?
And of course, you know, like, you know, it was no exclusionary thing. It was just happenstance. It happened. I was on Skype. I saw him on. I saw you on. I rang you. You didn't answer again. And I called your house phone. I got voicemail. And then I was like, well,
I'll call you back if I remember.
No, you did. So,
I usually do.
You never did.
It's usually a day later.
Yeah. So I ring UK. I'm like, what's up, UK? He goes, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to make it to Vegas. What's up? I said, absolutely. So we started talking about plans. And at the same time, we can't tell SoCal. This has to be a surprise.
How did you tell Trisha, though? Why did you tell Trisha? Why did you think she could hold this huge secret?
Because he knew he could trust me. Right?
You did. Not watch my liquor. Like.
Right?
Don't.
Right?
There's liquor.
We call that grout.
Well, that's easy liquor.
You don't want those fingernails buried in your
you
ball
need
sack.
To trust me.
I, why do you think I told you, lady?
You knew what to do. You knew it.
Yes.
Thank you.
What? I thought it was even funnier if you knew and he didn't. That was like the cherry on top of the cup.
And I kept going.
I can't believe she kept the secret.
You knew?
You knew? You need to do it. The helium shot.
You knew?
Helium shot. For where's the helium? Oh, it's over here.
Geez, the helium's gonna be gone.
We'll buy more.
Alright,
SoCal. A couple, here's the word.
I bought 20 of those.
You knew?
Okay.
You knew? And whoever said that, you can blow it up. What was it? Whoever said
that? I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said.
It's helium shots. It's RetroGamingRoundup.
RetroGamingRoundup.com.
Have you turned it? You've turned it off.
Well, yeah.
I went purple trying to.
You haven't sucked that hard since
what? I have an oxygen shot.
And I can suck it out to Harley. Sorry.
Go for it.
Don't.
You knew?
What else was I saying?
I love the low voice.
Whoever said that, you stick up your ass.
Number 8, whoever said that, you can stick it up your ass.
Priceless. Oh, God, why am I kidding in the corner?
That is not what I tell them.
It is. No,
it's good enough for our show.
Did you shut this back off when you were here?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh. You still got
like... When did I say that?
Last... Down on Fremont last year.
Oh, because of you. You dumbass.
Her,
oh,
I could have laughed.
It might not... Be very intelligent.
Do you not finish that? We have to go. Seriously, it's almost 3. Our boys are.
It works because Rotron.
But I won. Who won?
It's not almost 8. Okay,
wait,
it's 45.
That's a conversation.
See?
Who won?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So what? See what?
What?
I heard the C.
I was talking about him.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Your wife might fall for stupid shit like that, but
no.
I don't.
No, I'm on the bottom end of the fucking chain when it comes to intelligence in our marriage.
What was the C?
You should be.
Give me the C.
C. He said some shit like, no.
No. Give me the C.
I'll give you the C. He was on the tail end of a helium shot.
Give me the C. No. No.
Pacific. Atlanta.
No. I want the C.
China.
I want
Japan.
The C. The real C.
Recall.
I'm not stupid.
He said, all right, dum-dum, here's the C.
There's nothing like that.
Don't call me a dum-dum. I want the C.
He was still on helium.
Stop.
Fine. Fine. He was still on helium.
Stop.
He was still on helium.
Stop.
He was still on helium.
Stop.
Helium.
Give me the whole fucking story. No, yes. I'm not going to go with this. No.
I'm trying.
Don't put it on
the show. I'm trying to tell you the story.
Don't involve me.
Remember, he had the helium, right?
See?
What's the question?
UK Mike had the helium, okay? He said, here's the date, and shoved the ass. And then they handed the tank to Mike. And Mike to Mike, SoCal Mike, your husband. No, Trisha, I'm trying to explain.
I got
he gave the tank to SoCal, right? And so and SoCal said, did you turn off the valve before you put it up? And UK goes, oh, yeah, that's what I do. Like in a very high-pitched voice. And says, see?
Oh, you're wrong.
You're like...
What was the question, though?
There was no question. I was having a different conversation. I was talking. I was hysterical. Remember when you put up the thing and you turn off the valve, and you said, "Oh, you guys turn off the valve." He's still helium as long as he goes. I was into reality.
I said, "See,
retro show me."
Mr. Retro Show.
Check me.
Trisha.
See,
it's an A.
I was not in a groovy voice when I said that.
It was an A and B conversation, so you can see your way out of it.
You know what? I am not stupid.
No one ever said you were.
No.
Well, hey, he's all yours. I'm out here. SoCal, my down in one shot.
Is it the formation?
No, see.
I do diffuse the situation, I can tell you.
I've already moved on to B's.
The only one that I'll point at is you.
C's what we're talking about.
I'm lost.
Oh, crackers.
No, he looks C.
Oh, C, like... S-E-E.
No, yeah. Uh-huh, not the letter
C.
What he's trying to say, word it to the letter C. Because he thinks I'm D-U-M.
Mike.
D-U-M.
Mike.
D-U-M-D-U-M. Dum-dum-bos?
Without the B.
Never a million years.
Because you had a C on the end.
A dumb V without a C.
Well, this C is being a real C. All I'm saying...
What I think of it is,
you say cut.
More or less.
No, I did not. Trisha, really? You gonna be mad?
Don't say Trisha like that. It really is Trisha.
Marsha, no one hand.
Did I earn my status tonight?
Yes.
That's all that matters.
You have not only earned your status, you took his.
Oh.
Well, that wasn't very hard.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to go back and hang out, friend.
Yeah,
I'm
not.
I'm in a bathroom. Trish is brutalizing Mike.
It's great.
I'm recording for the show.
Mike is a complete dumbass.
Tell me, I know him. If you have trouble saying things,
alcoholic breath is just horrible.
If you have trouble saying things, here's a verbal exercise. If you have trouble saying things, sometimes, right? Try breaking it down, okay? For example, say,
breaking it down.
Say happiness.
Okay, why are you doing this to me? I'm not stupid. Keep going.
It's a verbal exercise. Say happiness.
Really?
Yeah,
happiness.
Now give it a little pause. Happiness.
Happiness.
Happiness. Penis. Now leave off the ha. Penis.
Penis.
Well done. You made it.
I said I like you. You might want to talk.
He just told you I laughed. He was drunk.
He laughs when he's sober.
No, he's like this. He sat there tonight and he was like this. I'm like smiling like.
He goes through the three phases of drunk.
He drank. Cool. And all of a sudden,
holy shit, way cool.
And then he was like, he drank and he was like this. He was like. And I'm like, I like you now. Be like that.
He was just taking a pause. Just a pause.
I took another pause.
And who walked you out of the place? Who carried your ass and said, here, hold on a minute. Who, like, grabbed onto your leg when they said...
Oh. Who didn't drop in your car?
He did not drop the car.
True.
But who grabbed... I grabbed onto his leg. I was like, Mike goes, no, that girl next to us goes, tractor! And there was, like, this tractor heading right toward us.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Like, grabbed on his leg. Who carries your fucking
You were killed
food?
By a farmer almost?
I would.
Who carries your food all night?
I've got the stats for the
smell, man. We've been here this long and we went all the
time. That's the problem. Let me get the stats.
We're going to. You know what? All those people at CG, they're all going to smell because that's like that's what happens. We're going to spray everybody with
stuff. Trisha's going to smell me.
Oh, God, no. Have you guys smelled it?
It's good.
It's good.
The original
is the best. This bottle is like 4 years old now.
My grandma got me this for like a Christmas present.
It smells like
grandma.
Grandma.
Funny, how to ask you?
Your grandma?
This bottle started the show. What kind of
thing? That's
the one
grandma?
That I made a
fucking spray. We need pictures with the stuff.
Grandmother.
Trish, I'm not a grandmother.
Here. Grandma.
I did see this particular double-ender at a local pawn shop a few months back, but the owner wasn't willing to sell.
'Cause the ladies love your Stetson.
Play 20 questions. Let's see if we can stump this thing. Think of, give me something you want this thing to think of here. But don't give me a vegetable, just give me something weird. We'll see if we can.
I was going to give you a vegetable. You flummoxed me now.
Well, it asks for, like, I don't even know what a unibotanium is.
An aeroplane.
A cottage? Okay, let's go with cottage. All right, here we go. Do you guys all have one of these things? These things are a fucking riot, man. We'll see. Is it an animal? No. A vegetable? No. That's why I don't like doing these. Is it a mineral? No. An other? Yes. Question two. Does it require specific knowledge to use it? A cottage?
No.
Maybe that kind of cottage.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll just say
it requires specific knowledge, no. Otherwise it's just a hole in the wall.
we're going to say no. Does it use electricity? Yes. I would suppose, right?
It could, or it might not need electricity at all. I mean, if you bring along...
Does it help accomplish tasks? No.
It certainly does.
Can you buy it at a store? No. It says, you can't beat me. Well, we'll see about that. Okay, here it is. Question six. Can you walk on it?
No.
No. Is it hard? Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay. These things are great. Is it multicolored? Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what it comes up with.
Daddy, no, here's what we need to do, okay? So, Cal, hold up right where you're at, okay?
All right.
UK,
yes.
You answer the questions from the perspective of a cottage as a house. And I'll answer them from the perspective of it as an activity.
Okay.
All right.
Well, but I can't answer two different answers.
Then pick.
Okay. Can it be heard? No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to answer.
No.
Yes.
Question 10.
Go ahead.
It's coming. Is it shiny?
It's a cottage.
Yeah.
No.
No. I went with yeah. We'll really stump this thing. If this thing even remotely picks a house or something, I would shit my pants. Can it be stolen?
No.
No.
See, it's formulating. It knows already. You can't steal a house.
It's not going to come up with an answer. It's just going to say, you dirty bastard.
Like had like a microphone so it would could hear us talking, so I'm like, give me something. And she's like whispering it to me because she doesn't want this thing to hear it. To hear. The weird thing is, one time I picked palm tree, a very specific tree, and this thing found it.
You know, Burger Time made a very good point. He says if you're a tornado, you can steal a house.
Can you put something into it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't pick a mouth, guys. We picked a cottage. Question 13. It's going to be a blast to see what this thing comes up with. Is it manufactured?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, a house would be manufactured. Question 14. Does it have writing on it?
Often, yes.
No.
No, no, come
Place
on. Cottage.
Your cottage does.
Have the address.
Place cock here.
for a good time call, and it has a phone number. But no, a house cottage would have the house numbers on it, right?
Maybe.
Well, yeah. Would you use it daily?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Evil Jim says, depends what sort of neighborhood it's in.
Hey, that definitely
question does. 16. Can you switch it on and off?
No.
No.
Question 17. Can you open it?
Yes. Oh.
Yes. 18. Does it bring joy to people?
Yes.
Without question.
Oh, I guess there is an option for sometimes, which I've not used. I've just said yes or no. Can you find it in a house? No.
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 It is a house. Here we go. Was that it? I'm thinking, I guess you are thinking of a house. There it is. That's pretty damn good. Wow, this thing's amazing.
It's not bad.
Yeah, this thing is goddamn amazing, I'll tell you. It really is amazing. Is it a house? Yes.
One more round.
Okay, so give us something else, guys. Something, we're going to stump.
Let's play another round.
Let's do it with the other cottage, though.
A mouth?
A glory hole.
Hey, it's not going to know a glory hole.
Well, it's supposedly supposed to know shit and shit.
How about pickle?
How about your pickle? Shorts? Your shorts.
Yeah, let's tell you something funny.
SoCal's shorts.
How about, you want to do like arcade?
Yeah, okay, a video game. Arcade.
A video game, okay.
Or
a
pinball.
Video game.
Do pinball.
Pinball. Okay, here we go. We'll say a pinball machine. Here we go. Animal, no. Vegetable, no. Mineral, no. Other, yes. Okay. Pinball machine. There's no way this thing is going to know a pinball machine.
Well, that's challenging.
Is it straight?
No.
No.
No. Well, pinball on the table is straight, but I said no.
Well, it's got vertical aspects. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Does it use electricity?
Yes.
Mine doesn't need it.
This doesn't work. Does it make sound? Holy shit, it already knows.
Yes, it does.
It's weird, because this thing will start asking questions, and you really think it starts knowing. Does it bring joy? Yes.
Yes.
Does it have balls?
Yes.
No, it didn't ask that. Is it something you bring along?
No.
No. Can you put something into it? Yes. Porter.
I would agree, yes.
Okay. Question 9. Do you use it in your home? Sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
It's saying, Are you trying to confuse me? Okay, question 10.
It may be expecting it to be not in a home, because typically pinball wouldn't be, but I certainly have my own.
Is it a common household object? No.
No.
Question 11. Is it used by the police?
No.
Question 12. Dude, there's no way. If this thing says a pinball machine, I'm going to moon the camera.
Okay, let me just turn off the feed here. Go ahead.
Can it be stolen?
Yeah, it could.
Sometimes. Please don't say pinball machine. Can you buy it at a store? God damn it! Can you buy it in a store sometimes? Question 14, I'm trying to talk over the ad. Does it play music?
Yeah.
Dish Network now offers twice as many packages as any other TV provider. And Dish has a price and a package to fit.
Dish Network. $99 a month. I can't. I'm trying to mute it, but it's not letting me. Tablet or laptop. I can't mute it. And you'll also get free for 3 months. Okay, I missed the question. Here it comes.
Plus with Dish Network.
Does it have knockers?
Does it weigh more than a duck?
I would think so.
Yes.
NL Mike says it might come up with jukebox. I was thinking that when it asked the music question.
He's going to ask a few more questions before I win, he says. Question 16. Can you lift it?
Yes.
Yes. Question 17. Can you open it? Yes.
Yes.
I'm hitting the speaker button on my Ustream screen, but it doesn't even give me the option to even turn it up or turn it down when the ad's on. When it's not on, I can turn it up, and I've got it turned all the way down, so I don't even know why you guys can hear it. Does it help accomplish tasks? No.
No.
Two questions left. Will you see SoCal's ass or not?
Is that one of the
questions? I really hope it gets it wrong. Can you hold it?
Oh, God, that's a tough one.
Yeah. No. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, fair enough.
The last question.
Dun, dun, dun.
Winning.
Now, if he gets it wrong, he'll ask a couple more questions. Can it be easily moved?
Not really.
Okay, here it goes. Pray that here he is. He's thinking. I've got it. Is it a fish tank? Oh, thank you, Lord. No. Okay,
I think we're all grateful.
We're going to question 21 here. We'll see if he'll ask us five more questions. Does it come in a box?
Yes.
Question 22.
Yeah, Burger Time says, a fish tank plays music. We said it plays music.
Is it usually colorful? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know where it got that. No, this thing surprisingly hits it a lot of the times, though. It gets it way more than I stump it. The pinball machine's pretty specific, you know, where it's, I don't know, we'll see. Does it require specific knowledge to use?
No.
Well, it could if you need to know the rules.
You can use it without knowing, though, as most of us do.
I'll say no. Okay. Question 24.
Of 20.
Would you give it as a gift? No.
The gift of pinball.
Give the gift of pinball this Christmas.
That was your Stetson voice.
Pinball, the gift that keeps on giving.
Is it outside? No. Okay, here he goes. I think we've got him stumped.
Mine will be.
I will guess again. Yeah, I bet you will. There's no way he's going to get this.
A pinball's for life, not just for Christmas.
It's a pinball! You are fucking kidding! You guys see that? It's a pinball! It's pinball!
Yeah.
Holy Christ! Well, here we go.
Well, how about the listeners pick a topic? First one who throws something out.
Oh, here it comes. The belt's coming off.
My chair keeps spinning around in circles.
We'll see the front as well, then. We'll see your front bum as well.
Woo! Did he actually do it?
He did.
I wasn't kidding when I said I turned my feet off.
Dude, you can't say you're going to do it and then not do it. That's, like, not right.
That's what we were hoping.
That is so decay. All
right. Listeners, pick an item for the 20 questions.
Dude, can you believe it? Pick pinball?
I was surprised as the next guy.
Jesus Christ. That was awesome. Okay, do we want to keep going one more time?
Yeah. I just had the listeners submit an item for SoCal and us to guess.
Microprocessor.
Very good.
All right. Now, would a computer count?
No,
too easy.
Okay. Is it an animal? No. Vegetable? No. Mineral? No. Other? Yes. I cannot believe it picked pinball, guys. what it asked five more questions. Out of those five questions, what would have led it to believe? Is it colorful? That could be a billion things. The thing is amazing. This should be a bonus episode. We're still recording, I would assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Question one, I did not see it. Everybody should go out and get one of these. They've got actually portable ones, too, that you can just have next to your bed. Does it involve contact with other humans?
No.
No.
No, Mike says, well, if it's not a fish tank, it's got to be a pinball.
That's pretty amazing. Is it used in a sport?
No.
No. Question four. Does it help accomplish tasks?
Yes.
Yes. Question five.
Not if it's your computer, it doesn't.
Get information by using it. Oh, here we go. It knows. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Question six. Was it used over 100 years ago?
No.
Ooh. No.
Does it get rid of douches?
Yeah, Indy says it's going to say computer.
Is it considered valuable?
Oh, yeah, you can say it.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes, yeah. Okay. No. Dude, I still can't believe this thing picked pinball. I fucking cannot believe that. Does it store information? Here we go. Should we just start over?
It processes information.
Oh, come on. It stores information.
No, it doesn't.
Well, unless you say in the registers or the cache. Yeah, okay, it does.
Oh, the cache.
It would have to.
Yeah. Cache.
Indy says it will say computer. Wouldn't we all shit if it said microprocessor? Can it fit in an envelope?
Yes.
Coincidence? I think not!
I forgot I've got the perfect sound for Robbie as well.
Does it come in a pack?
Does it what?
Come in a pack.
No. No.
See, a computer does not fit in an envelope. So it'll be very curious to see. Can you switch it on and off?
Retro Sean says, if it gets microprocessor, we'll moon in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Fortunately.
Can it be switched on and off?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
You may do it anyways.
Q12. Is it something you bring along? No.
Not unless you chuck pedal.
Does it make sound?
No.
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
No, I've never heard a CPU make one single sound.
Okay. We've stumped SoCal already, and he knows what it is. Is it made of plastic?
No, because it's a ceramic case usually.
Question 15. Dude, I still can't believe it got pinball. I'm unbelieved. Is it small?
Yes.
Yeah.
It will say breasts. Is it made of metal?
There are metal pins. There can be a metal.
Well, we'll just say there's metal in it. Yes. Okay. 17. Does it go inside other things?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Can you go dogging with it from Indy Soul?
I can't believe you are thinking of that. Question 18. That's what it said. Question 18. Is it flat?
Yes, that's fair.
Oh, my God. 19. Would you use it in the dark?
That's kind of a dumb question.
I'll just say no. Well, I'll just say sometimes. No, we'll say no.
Say no.
Is that it, or we have one question left here? I'm thinking you win, just joking. It's a microchip!
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty goddamn unbelievable, if you ask me.
It is.
That's pretty. You want me to say yes? Is he right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give it to him.
Wow. That thing is awesome. Hot pocket. He says he knows we want to try again. Are we done, or do we think we?
Yeah, can no, I could go for one more.
Okay.
So we're gonna pick breast.
Breast?
Yeah, why not? Or a pear, if you'd like.
All right, we're going for breast or hooker.
Hooker. Okay, hooker. Hooker's better.
We found out a little now.
Would that be, a hooker would be considered an animal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A person. All
yeah.
Right. Okay. I've never done an animal before. Does it have a tail? Does it have a tail? We're going to say no, right? Because they don't. We're going to confuse it. It does not have a tail. Can it climb? I think we're going around, but maybe we shouldn't have picked a animal here. We'll just say yes, or sometimes. A hooker can climb, I guess.
Burger Time says, get a hooker in Vegas to do a Stetson ad.
Is it a mammal? I would guess yes. Does it have... does it have short fur?
Yeah. No, sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh, my God.
Does it have a mustache? Some of the ones I've seen. Does it have an Adam's apple?
Is it brown?
Well, some of them, yeah.
We should have asked for vagina. Is what we should have asked for. Is it brown? Sometimes. If this picks hooker, I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
If it picks hooker, we're taking it to Vegas.
Does it live in trees? No. Is it something you can purchase?
Yes.
Dude, if this picks hooker, oh my God. Does it roll?
It can.
I guess. Question 10. Well, this thing's 4 for 4 right now. Is it a predator?
No.
Well, sort of. Do you want to say yes or no on the predator?
I'd say no.
Retro Song's like, yeah! Maneater. Question 11. Can it growl?
See?
No.
I would say no.
Okay. Retro Song says yes, yes!
Depends how much you pay her. Can it squeal like a pig?
This is a awfully catchy little Resolve ad, if any of you have heard it, though, I must admit. Can you find it in a home? Sometimes.
Yeah. Not usually its own, but...
Would you find it on a farm? No. 14. Is it heavier than a pound of butter? Yes.
Yes.
It might let you bring along a pound of butter.
This is going to be a regular feature here. Is it a wild animal? I would hope so.
The best ones are.
I'll say yes. 16. Does it have claws?
No.
No. 17. Does it live in the forest? No. He says he's going to win.
Well, bring it on.
Question 18. Can it be trained to obey commands?
Yeah, a bitch better have my money.
19. Does it have hooves? No.
No.
This is it.
Now it's just playing with us.
There's no way it's going to get it. There's no way it's going to get it. Can you keep it in a cage?
Yeah, that's a tough one. No, I guess.
All right. If this thing even gets it with five more questions, I'm going to just shit my pants. Are you thinking of a seen eye dog?
No.
No. Question 21. Here we go. Does it have fur? No. I think we might have said yes, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Can you hold it?
Yes.
Yes. Does it have legs? Yes.
Can you Roger it?
Could it be found in Las Vegas? Are you fucking kidding me? No, it says it's going to be found in a classroom. No. It was thinking it was a skeleton or something. 25, here we go. Can you make love to it? No. Can you make money by selling it? I am not shitting you guys. Did you see the question?
Yeah.
It said, can you make money by selling it?
I have turned off my feed as a safety management factor.
I'm not mooning anybody. Yes, okay. If it guesses hooker, guys, I don't know what. No fucking way. No fucking way. No, no, no.
No, no, no. That is completely ridiculous.
Okay. No, it totally got it wrong. It says...
No, 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 no.
It says it's a colleague. The
well,
fuck?
Does it know about you that we don't?
Well, we won. We won with hooker. It sort of figured out it was a person. If we maybe didn't say it was an animal, but I mean, it is, kind of, but not really. You know, no.
People are animals.
We won with a hooker.
Yes, we can all say we saw SoCal's ass. Hopefully it was very quick and painless. And we'll never do that again, but, you know.
Sounds like regret.
Yeah. This is David Crane. I'm sitting here at the Classic Gaming Expo, and I'm taking Retro Gaming Roundup back to the jungle.
I am the great and powerful Oz, and I know why you are here. You have come to marvel at my invention of your mama. Enjoy your slut game.
Oh, it's times like this I like to phone Las Vegas hookers.
Hey, let me give you a number. Are you ready to copy?
Oh, let's get a number then.
I bet we get the same chick. We'll get the same phone answer machine lady.
Prepare to copy.
Look what I
did. Now wait, where are you?
Which
where
camera?
Are you going to be?
Which camera? I put them
anyone
in. A,
you want.
I put them in a top trunks holder. Here we go. That'll be on camera next week. Here it comes.
See how long you can keep her on the phone. Let's go for a record. I mean, sound halfway legitimate, but just act like you're a little boy and like you've never called a phone sex line before, or whatever, okay. And just see how long you can drag this out. How much time can you waste of hers?
You know what, Mike? Literally, sound like a little boy. Go, gee, missus, would you come over and fuck my Peter?
Let's try Megan. She's $35 special. 892.
Ask her what you get for $35. Specifically.
Okay.
Are we dialing?
I think Scott's working out the area code. If this was a film, it would be 555.
UK Mike, introduce yourself to this lovely lady.
You want her to come over?
Hello?
Hi, is that Megan? Hello? 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 Is there anybody home? Look, I've heard of prick teases, but this is beyond a joke. Am I being recorded for training purposes? What the f- What's going on there? Who's he wrong? He's not wrong a hooker. He's wrong his wife. Hi, Sam. We've never spoken before. There's nobody there, Scott. Hang up.
hung up as expected.
God, what the hell?
It was I look.
Mike just got phone dumped.
I did.
By a hooker. I mean, it didn't get any lower than that.
Never even met me.
All right, so seriously, that was the only car that had left. I mailed out the rest of prizes.
I've got some here. I've got a handful.
I had a secret stash.
it is
5703.
702 is the looks to be the area code.
That's Henderson. Yeah, hold on one sec. Boy. So just that all of our listeners understand, do not call these numbers.
No.
Make sure you tell her that she's on the air with the radio show. Otherwise, it's not me.
Hello?
Hi, is that Megan?
She's available. Are you looking for some entertainment?
Right, I'm looking for Megan. What? I'm new to this. I'm new in town. I'm from England. I'm in town on business. I've never done this before, so I've got a card here. It says Megan has a $35 special, so I was just wondering what that special is.
That's a discount card, baby.
Okay.
So it brings it down from $160 to $125, but
okay.
I can actually bring it down to $100 for you.
Can you now? Thank
you. So it's $100 to get her to your room, and then you have to tip her for the entertainment.
Okay, and what exactly does Megan do? What's her speciality? Has she got one? Does she do anything?
You have to discuss the entertainment with her when she gets to your room.
So you can't go through any of that with me?
No, you have to discuss it with her in your room. I can't discuss it over the phone.
Oh, okay. So, is there a legal reason for that, or you just don't do it?
No, because I don't know exactly what she does in the room, and I don't want to tell you what she does in the room. And then it'd be something totally different, because all the girls here do something different in the room.
They all do something different. So, okay, so what if I told you what I liked? Could you suggest a girl based on what they might do?
No, I cannot, baby. I don't know what they do in the room. That's the problem.
So it's basically potluck then, is it? If I pick a girl who doesn't like what I like, I'm up the swanny. Is that what you're saying?
No, if I send you a girl and you don't like her or you guys can't come to an agreement, you send her away and I'll send you a new girl.
All right, okay. So if I get a girl sent
to my
room...
Where are you staying?
Sorry?
Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Luxor. So if you send me a girl and I don't like her or we can't come to an agreement, you would send me another and at that point you're not going to charge me for the first girl, are you?
If you don't like her, you don't give her the $100. If you do like her, you give her the $100 to stay.
Okay.
And you guys can discuss entertainment. I'm pretty sure if I send you Megan, you will have fun.
And so if I was, let's say Megan comes to my room and I pay her $100, how long will she stay for that?
That reserves her time for up to the hour, but you still have to tip her.
So I would get Megan for an hour for $100 and I would have to tip her.
You still have to tip her, yes, for the entertainment. Usually starts about $300 minimum.
Okay. So I'm sorry about all the questions, but I'm just really new to this. So
it's okay.
How much would you tend to tip a girl?
It usually starts about $300 minimum, and it can go up from there.
$300 minimum for a tip, and it goes up. And would you tip before or after?
Before, sweetie.
Okay, that seems to be a win-win situation for you and maybe a one-in-a-million chance for me.
Why?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what I'm getting, and I pay her up front, and then, you know...
That's why
you discuss
it with her.
And what
Let me send Megan to you, and if you don't like her, you can send her away.
I don't know, I'm a bit curious now. This all seems to be a bit expensive.
Okay, well, sweetie, if you're not serious about doing this, then I cannot help you. I've explained it to you. If you can let me send her to you, she can explain it to you better. Like, she can tell you what entertainment she can do.
Do you know if Megan kisses on the lips?
Sweetie, I don't know. I don't go to the room, I just set up her appointments.
Okay, so you're Megan's PA.
Wow, she hung it out.
Yeah, I was
not to bust a fucking gut. Did she kiss on the lips? What kind of entertainment? Did she dance? Did she, like, do the jig?
UK, did you get any of the messages I was sending you?
Is she a magician?
No, I wasn't looking. What are you, oh, no. No, where were you sending them?
To your WhatsApp.
Oh, right. No, I wasn't, no. I was looking at Megan's picture. Let's have a look what you sent.
Yeah, have a look.
Oh, dear me.
If I hear the twofer, see the picture in the upper right-hand window?
Yes.
I have that same gun.
I thought you were going to say that same bikini.
No, I did not. How it looked mighty awkward in it.
Oh, dear. So, I mean...
I do have that same gun.
I was partially serious then when I was talking to her. So you got to pay $100 up front to get her to the room. Then you have a little...
She asked where you were. Like, you should have said, I'm in fucking England. I mean, that's what you should have said. It's like, okay, so for $100, she's going to fly to England. And then I can send her back to England? Is that what it is?
And send me another girl.
See, yeah, like, so serious about Mike, did you see where I sent you? I said, tell you have a tip with a large girth.
Yeah. I might say that to the next one.
When you said you were at the Luxor, I said room 1338. You know what that is?
No.
That's the corner suite I use. You want to do another one, and then this time watch your link for the feeds for me and SoCal sending you funny hints.
Okay, let's. Yeah. Is it podcast law?
I haven't read the books.
Okay, let's go for Vicky. She also has a $35 special, which is just a discount from $160. 3823.
Hello.
Hi. I'm in England right now. We're on the. I was just wondering if I could get a bit of information about Vicky, please.
Oh, that's
is that possible?
Funny because you just said that you were in the Luxor.
I'm sorry.
You said you were in the Luxor.
No, I'm not in the Luxor.
Yeah, you told me that you were in the Luxor and you were calling for Megan.
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, I was. I have your number.
Really? That wasn't me. I've not just called.
Yeah, it was you, sweetheart.
No.
He's not trying to rob you. It's a radio show in England, and you're not. We're trying to have a bit of fun with it, right? this is all like we've never heard of it, right? So we're trying to have a bit of a laugh here. We had our idiot call you. He's our show idiot, right? Like, in America, you listen to radio, there's a stunt idiot who calls you and asks stupid questions. You got our stupid idiot.
She's got our number. They've got, what's it called? Caller ID. That's no fun.
That's technology from the 80s, goddammit!
Gosh darn.
How'd you like my...
80s hookers. How'd you like 80s hookers?
How'd you like my English radio producer technology?
Oh, it was very good. I'm impressed.
Hi, honey. Do you want her to come over?
Yes, please.
Tell me that you didn't expect that shit.
I know. I was kind of hoping it would be her. Maybe she's on. Maybe she's on nights this week. I don't know.
I tell you this. Apparently, from what our research has indicated, there are in fact in all of Vegas, two hookers.
Yeah. Two hookers. Yeah. Both of them full. As Vip says, snap. She saved UK Mike's number. Actually, no, she saved Scott's.
But let's put the... They pick up fast, don't they?
They do, but I mean, when you've only got two hookers, how many calls can you take?
But seriously, for fucking Vegas, you have called... All right, look, Now, let us explain to the folks at home our sampling statistics for fucking logic, okay? You know, normally you would say, well, how did you acquire your data? You know, like, in a proper research project, you have your, you know, control group, your, you know, anyway. So what we did is over the course of, I don't know, fucking 3 years worth of trips to Vegas, we grabbed up these cars that the Flick Flick guys, now the Flick Flick guys are hated, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have tried to get rid of Flick Flick guys many a times. Basically, they're called Flick Flick guys because they take these cars and go flick, 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 you know, and try to hand them out.
Yeah.
So, we have got probably thousands of cards, thousands, handed out by the Flick Flick guys over the course of, in the last 3 years. We called a couple. In both cases, within, what, two calls? They figured out that it was a repeat call and nailed us on the second call with the same operator.
Yeah. They're no fun.
I tell you this. Either they really, really want what they're getting or they don't want it at all. They're the same.
I'm Jerry Osborne.
This is Keith Robinson.
And this is Ted Gabney.
This is Bob Smith.
This is Bob Plaro.
Hi, this is Jay Smith.
This is Wes Johnson.
This is Matthew Mercer.
This is Steve Ritchie.
I am the great and powerful Oz.
This is Professor Warhol.
I'm Ed Freeze.
Hello, guys. This is Diane Sauer.
Yeah, it's Howard Phillips.
They call me Keaton.
I'm Steve Wojda.
Tommy Tellerico.
This is David Crane.
This is hold that up a little higher. This is Jeff Edwards.
Hi, this is Greg Pavin.
I'm Janelle Jakeway.
Hi, Rebecca Heinemann.
There's three guys on this podcast.
They're legally obligated to let you know they're sexual offenders.
Retro Gaming Roundup. These three guys are fucking idiots.